Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1744, Philip Cross and Prentice Watkins.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 4.85 acres, more or less, land lying south of Route 18, also known as Lewis Georgetown Highway, 1,500 feet west of Route 258, also known as Hudson Road, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 235, map 30, parcel 55. For the benefit of the commission, I will pass down copies of the survey site plan of this application. This is a site plan you may have previously seen several years ago. It was approved for the purpose of after approval by the Board of Adjustment for a special use exception for commercial greenhouses and nursery on less than 5 acres. We'll advise that DLDOT granted approval for the existing commercial entrance on January 5th, 2007. That the Office of Planning and Zoning approved the site plan for the produce stand and greenhouse on March 2nd of 2007. For the record, the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division provided comments on February 26, 2014. And they reference that the site is not in a proposed or current county-operated and maintained sanitary sewer and or water district, that the site is located in the North Coastal Planning Area, that an on-site septic system is proposed, that conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required, that the proposed use is not in an area where the county has a schedule to provide sewer service at this time, and that a concept plan is not required. I'd also advise that the site is located in a development area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan update. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. You can give us your names, please.
I'm Philip Cross.
And I'm Prentice Watkins. I go by Preston.
Close enough. Right. Thank you very much. You heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Have anything you would like to add?
As you all probably know, it's Veggie Shack that's there, and we were running it for several years. And we have another company that we run all over the country, and it's medical. And we're staying a lot out of state in Florida, and we don't live here as much, and we're wanting to downsize. So it's been up for sale for a long time, as you can see. And the situation has been other people inquiring about changing it to something else, or they find out that it's conditional use and then they're no longer interested in the property. And so the realtor suggested maybe we should try to change it commercial. That would make it more attractive to sell. So that's why we are here today, to try to change that. I don't have anything specific. Like somebody wants to change it to, you know, a different business, per se, but.
Well, a change of zone is simply is really all about the land. It's not about the specific use. It's about whether or not the land is appropriate for those types of uses that are permitted under whichever zoning classification you're asking for. That's really so. Don't be concerned about not having specifics, because frankly, it doesn't matter. So,
I did put in a $40,000 entrance under DLDOT's direction. So I went through a lot with that. So that's all in place with a stop sign.
Yeah, it's not likely that they're going to give you your money back either. So
no, I understand that. So.
All right, then, let's see if anyone has any questions for you. And we'll start with my good friend, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Can you describe what other commercial properties might be in close proximity to your project?
There's Peachtree Acres next door, which is about 1,000 feet away, Dunkin' Donuts or the Donut Connection. That's just right down the street, less than 1,000 feet away. There's also Classic Auto there, that Tony across the street. That's about 700 feet away. I understand there's developments across the road, the Hunter's Mill.
There's a small strip mall too, where Donut Connection, there's a bird store that throughout down
that whole area.
Towards
and then there's like three houses between our property and their commercial properties.
Thank you. We're not supposed to ask leading questions, but I just wanted to be on the record that there is considerable commercial activity in the area and that this is not a standalone project by itself, but that there is considerable commercial, almost industrial business not too far away with the big cluster of buildings that you have on the next door to the on the other side of the ditch from the donut shop. So,
correct.
And I believe you're about 1,500 feet from the intersection. Is that correct?
Are you speaking of
Hudson Road?
Hudson Road.
Hudson Road. At least, yeah.
Okay. So for safety of people turning in and out into some kind of a commercial venture, there's some distance.
We haven't had any issues.
And we're actually west of the entrance to Hunter's Mill Estates.
I'm sorry?
We're west of the entrance to Hunter's Mill Estates, which is the development across. So we're a ways up.
That was the stipulation. They wouldn't let me have a turn in, turn out, and I had to move it to where the driveway goes into towards the home. So that's why we had to move it further down, because it would go into the turning lane.
Is your entrance across from the entrance to Hunter's Mill?
No.
That's west.
You're offset.
Right, yeah.
So they made you move it the opposite way rather than right across.
We had to get it out of the bypass lane for people to turn into that entrance.
Sorry.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Lance. Mr. Chairman, I understand the application, and I have no further questions at this point.
All right, sir. Mr. Burton?
I understand the application, and I'm familiar with the site.
Okay. Mr. Smith?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, gentlemen. So the application is for the entirety of the 4.85 acres. Is that correct?
Yes.
And does that run all the way back to the right-of-way of the rail line?
Correct.
Yes. Okay.
Like 700 feet.
About 700 feet back. All right. Thank you. That's all I have.
Okay, Mr. Ross?
This appears to be an infill project similar to the previous application. Mr. Chairman, no questions.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Lank?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council?
No questions, thanks.
Okay, gentlemen.
Thank you.
A seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1744, Philip Cross and Prentice Watkins? Anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1744? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.